warning. What you're about to experience may get offensive, sexual and orgasmic. Relax, you'll like it when Sapphire's through with you. Pour the wine and press play for Sapphire Zero Play.
What is up, all my sexy motherfuckers out there in Radio Land? This is your girl, the one and only Ms. Radio Sapphire, and I have a very special guest tonight. Now, I got blogger and hip-hop historian, I'm just going to call it like that, because you dropped some mad knowledge.
That might be a little grandiose for me, but I'm honored to say that.
No, man, like, seriously, Justin Hunt, everybody, at The Company Man, if you want to follow him on social media. But definitely, I have to say, you do drop some serious knowledge when it comes to the hip-hop.
Thank you.
Like, when I'm working behind the scenes with Jude, like, I just want to chime in and, like, agree or disagree to be like, no, hold up.
Right. Like, yeah, man. I mean, you know, Tuesdays on the All Out Show with Rude Jude, my favorite day of the week.
Really?
Because Jude is so honest, but he is fair and he's correct.
Yes.
Like, what would Jude do is one of the greatest segments
Oh,
ever.
My God. I just working behind the scenes on that and getting the calls for it, it's just like, are you serious?
Yeah. And he gives great advice.
It does.
They're hard questions.
He really does. So it just, to me, it's awesome that, you know, I get to work with you guys and I got to know you, and I'm like really honored that you wanted to be on the podcast.
I asked, just for everybody, I asked to be on Sapphire's podcast. Her energy is incredible. She's one of the nicest people that I've ever met in Los Angeles, period. Which says a lot, because you meet people's representatives in Los Angeles. You don't meet a person.
I mean, for me, it's just like, I grew up here. I've been in the entertainment world for years. Since birth. I like to say I was born into this entertainment field. My family was in this industry. I'm in radio. I love it. I love hip hop. I'm working for one of the shows that I actually just like studied. So it's like an honor. And then to meet you, it was like, fuck. Like, what? I get to like meet this guy and like get to talk to you. And then the fact that, again, Justin asked me to come on the, you know,
it
to
was
come
my
on the
request.
Show.
I was like, I would love to be on your podcast. I think that would be amazing. I think I think you're an incredible spirit, and anything that you're doing, I'd love to be a part of.
Well, thank you.
I absolutely support.
Mad love. Thank you. Well, okay, you guys know how it is on Earplay. So we got to give them, you know, the nitty gritty. So, Justin, I don't even know how to tell you. Just like, let me just tell you my sex life for a little bit. Everybody knows, at each week on Earplay, it's always about a sexcapade or two. Now, you guys have been wondering who this suit and tie is, by the way. And Mr. Suit and Tie is actually here off the air in a suit and tie, literally.
Well-dressed fellow.
I gotta say, I feel like you were my last time we've had sex. It was like Oscars. Oh my God. Yeah, I don't think I've had sex since the Oscars, by the way.
I don't know whether to be happy or sad.
I'm actually really sad. First of all, extremely sad. No, I take that back. I did have sex, and it was just, let's go into that. Okay. So a couple weeks ago, I meet this guy on Tinder, and he was cool. You know, conversation was decent, whatever. We start befriending each other, and it's gonna lead into our topic, which is all about friend fucking. But conversation was cool. We smoked. I think we smoked a little bit too much. Plus, if you always bring weed to the lair, like, I should not always have to provide the libations. I'm providing the pussy already. I got the place. I provide the pussy. Y'all motherfuckers need to bring some weed, some goddamn alcohol. Hell, bring me some food. Bitches love food. You get hungry.
Life tips.
Seriously, guys. I need you not to come empty-handed when a girl asks you over for some ass. Okay? I'm tired of y'all. I told y'all, 2017, I'm not fucking for free. Okay? I'm fucking for benefits.
That's a great Drake song.
But it is. Like, Drake said it best. I'm sorry. And you know what? I'm going to keep it 100. Foxy Brown even said it, too, with her, what was it, like a hoe? Bitch, oh my God. It's gonna come to me at the last minute. It's gonna piss me off. But again, I don't fuck for free. If you're not bringing weed, alcohol, you don't cook, get the fuck out of my house.
I think that's fair. That's a fair exchange.
It's a fair exchange.
That's a really fair exchange.
Like, do you have women that come over and at least cook for you?
Yes.
After sex?
Yes.
See? Again.
Wait. Sometimes.
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 But see, they gotta provide something.
I like it when they cook breakfast. And I also like it when they make the bed.
Wait, what?
Like, you know, after next morning, like, yeah, make the bed and shit. That's
wait.
Like really cool.
You fuck the chick and she makes the bed for you.
Well, you know, when you bring a bottle of wine, that's like the inverse of bringing a bottle of wine. Right? Like, I don't expect a woman to bring wine and weed and libations,
okay.
But I would like her to clean up after herself.
I like that.
I think that's a fair exchange.
I kind of like that. I need to make, you know what? Excuse me. I'm going to go on you, Mr. Suit and Tie. I shouldn't have to clean up your mess. Our mess. So I want my sheets cleaned.
Well, see, now it seems
he's looking at me like, what?
But now it's tilted now, right? Now you just said you got to have the guy here to bring libations, alcohol, weed, and now he got to clean up.
Hell yes!
That just went, you know, that's a little off balance now.
But like, okay, my thing is, Justin, I can't cook for shit. Like, when guys look at me and be like, oh, so, you want, do you cook? I'm like, that's a joke, right? Nah, I don't cook.
That's cool. Like, as long as you got E24, though. E24 is good for everyone.
E24 is, like, the shit. E24 is the shit. In fact, delivery places love coming over when Suit and Ty and I are having our fun. Like, he'll open the door to the delivery guy as he's handcuffed me stark naked and saying, oh, yeah, place the food, get the order done.
There's a lot of lucky delivery guys.
Yes.
That's kind of dope.
Yeah, they get a free show off. They get free. Right. Man, y'all, if you became, deliver food to the lair, you are getting a damn show.
Y'all just became preferred customers.
Man, I'm like, I was just waiting for the day when someone's like, yo, we can't deliver to this address. Like, we were scarred emotionally, physically. We heard a naked woman answer the phone and the door. Like, that's too much. Nah.
I think then they're probably, you know, doing rock, paper, scissors to see who gets to bring the order.
Oh, my God. You know what? Maybe. Just maybe. Who knows?
So they can tell the story.
Maybe. But, like I said, back to this guy. So he brings over the libations. Sex is kind of like, it was okay. I came, he came plenty, but it was like missing just like, my thing is I don't like talkers. I do not like talkers to an extent where I need to know where you're almost there. Like, don't tell me that you're almost there, just get there kind of thing.
So you don't want a heads up?
Hell no!
You just want to be surprised?
Yeah!
I just want to grab you by the hair. Just
do
like,
what?
Ah!
Yes, I want you to be
open the eyelids.
Like, don't tell me that you're about to come. Like, I don't want to know that you're almost there.
Why is that a deterrent? Like, why is that a bad thing?
Okay, it's the way that guys say it. Like, when you're like thrusting into the chick, and she's like, "Oh yeah, oh, it's so good." He's like, "Oh wait, hold up, I'm almost there. Let me just like stop." Like, it's annoying. Like, almost there. Like, it sounds like I'm fucking a child.
You should start making gifts. When they give you a heads up, you should reach the ground and get your phone and put it on boomerang. And then use that.
No.
Make gifts. That'd be hilarious.
Oh, no.
They give you a heads up for a reason, you know what I'm saying?
They might be giving me a heads up, but I'm just like, at the same time, like, dude, I don't want to know. Because then, at the same time, I don't want to be disappointed by the load. Because don't tell me that you have this big, gigantic load, or you're texting me beforehand, and you're telling me what you're going to do to me, and you come like...
You guys do that? Cats brag about the size of their load? That's what they do?
Justin.
They're like, buckets, buckets, buckets.
All the time. These men like, man, I can't wait to be up in you. Like, I'm going to fill that whole condom with my load. I'm like, I'm going to hold you to that. Because when I say I squirt, I squirt. Okay? When I say I'm gonna sit on your goddamn face, I'm gonna sit on your goddamn face. Don't come and tell me about all these things that you're going to do, and then I have you, and you don't do shit.
I mean, they probably did a lot of research, a lot of extra videos and things just throughout the week. And that's the thing, like, you know, if you're gonna say that, you gotta take a week off.
Man.
You know, you can't be all hands on every day talking about how it's gonna be on Saturday. No, it's Saturday afternoon. That don't even work out.
No. No. I just need the men to stop bragging about what they're going to do and just fucking
Is that a consistent thing, though? You have a lot of guys who consistently brag about that. Or is it just like one or two who just...
It's like two. It's about... For every, like, eighth swipe, I say about, and I swipe a lot. Like, I've shown my numbers of, like, how many people I've matched with.
Yeah.
And I even boldly said, I'm like, half of these motherfuckers are not going to make it to the lair. Because I do a test all the time.
Wait, what's the test?
So my test is, when they come to the lair, well, before they come to the lair, it's all about texting.
Okay.
I can tell that he's a fuckboy automatically. Like, this is just absolutely going to go nowhere.
How? What kind of test? What kind of text let you know?
Like I said, when he starts further talking about his junk and how he's going to fuck me and how he's going to do this and how he's going to do that, and then send me automatically dick pics, and then says my favorite line, oh, send me pics. I don't need to show you shit. Just come over here and deal with it. Or my favorite is also the guys that don't want to travel for pussy, but they insist on me going over to their house with their five guy roommates.
Oh, broke dudes. Yeah, that's whack, man. I mean, like, if you got five roommates and you have an opportunity to have an intimate, you know what I'm saying, escapade.
Like, yeah.
If you go to Disney World, you know, why would you go to Chuck E. Cheese?
Exactly.
That's what Chuck E. Cheese is. Five roommates. No roller coasters.
Nasty ass ball pit with shit stains galore.
Yeah.
Just, mm-mm.
Yeah, I'm probably the most unsuccessful person on Tinder ever. I've never had a Tinder date.
Shut the fuck up, Justin.
I went through 18 months where I was actively on Tinder, trying to match. Nothing. Dry balls.
Nobody swiped.
I've never had a Tinder match.
This really surprises me. So if you're not on the Periscope or Instagram live right now, Justin is actually a very handsome guy. Like, you can follow him at The Company Man.
Thank you. I get it from my mama.
Yeah, you got, like, the dimples, you got charm, you got a deep-ass voice like Bird, and you got height, ladies.
Well, see, Tinder doesn't show those things.
True, but at the same time,
like pictures that they got to match with. I don't know.
What was on your Tinder profile?
It's just, you know, regular pictures. Pictures of my Instagram.
What did you say in the description?
I don't even know. I can actually check.
Open up your Tinder, because then I can really decipher. Okay, this is probably why.
Let's check out what my Tinder says.
Because, like, here's my favorite. If you guys have, like, multiple people in the picture.
Yeah.
Like, that's
No. They're all pictures.
They're all pictures
of you. They're all
pictures
of you.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. And it's not, like, a long bio, not lengthy.
No.
Not the favorite, like, I'm looking for friends kind of thing.
No. Let's see what it says. Hold on.
Justin is pulling up his Tinder right now. Uh-oh.
Justin Hunt. I love ill conversations out here in L.A. Let's chill.
Right there.
That's not a good chill. That's not a good.
Do not say let's chill.
What's wrong with that?
When you say let's chill and it's on Tinder, first of all, everybody knows that Tinder is a fucking app. But people try to say, like, oh no, I'm only here, you know, to make real connections and make real connections with people. I'm not trying to fuck. When you put out let's chill, there's a girl out there that's automatically gonna be like, oh, this nigga trying to fuck.
Wait a minute, you just said I was a good looking dude, I got height, and I got dimples. That's not enough. Nope.
When every guy thinks that we're not reading detail, I read your damn bio. Hell, when you connect your fucking Instagram, I'm going through 40 weeks.
I feel like we're in an environment where that should still be, that's enough to get one. I'm not trying to get volume. I'm never going on a Tinder date.
People are picky. Now, and do you also, so you've never, like, actually matched with a chick to be, like, on that message?
I've matched a few times.
Okay.
I've definitely matched a few times. And they were always like, hey, yeah, I just left LA. I'm going to London, or I'll be someplace else.
So
and I'm like, I'm not going to do all that. But I haven't had, I haven't matched with someone in Los Angeles or when I was in the same city as they were in the same time.
Ladies, get the swiping.
I kind of chilled on Tinder after that. I started feeling dejected. It was lowering my self-esteem.
I mean, it's a complicated game. At the end of the day,
if I can't match on a hot or not app, what does that do to how you think about your day? I got other things I'm more concerned with at that point.
Now I'm worried about the maintenance of your money.
I can't be spending all this time trying to match on hot or not, and I keep getting told not.
Nah.
I can't do that.
Nah, I can't do that.
I'm going to go write about rap.
Can't do it.
Let me go to the gym.
Yes.
Maybe I'll do some yoga.
There you go.
How about I meet a person in another environment? Because when I hang out in the Tinder neighborhood, they run me out.
And now, do you meet women in the gym sometimes?
I haven't met anyone in the gym either.
Goddamn.
It's crazy, right?
Goddamn.
It's crazy, right?
Ladies.
It's wild.
If you see Justin Hunt, I want you guys, I'm going to challenge y'all right now. Go up to Justin.
Most of the women that I've met and most of the women I've dated has come with a situation where we like work together, okay, or we're in school, or we're around each other for a while. So like, I've always been more of a personality person. Like my friend Sean P, all my friends in college, they all played football. So yeah, they were all like massive and ripped and going to the gym 4 times a day. And so like, but even then I wasn't the cat that like chick would like throw herself at in the club. You know, like that wasn't me then either. So I don't know what it is.
I don't know. Maybe it's also because we're just friendly people.
I think so.
It could be that. And speaking of the friends, let's get into the friend fucking. So basically, long story short, guys, dick game was cool-ish. But I was digging more on the friend vibe. Like, But let's get into the friend fucking. So off camera, we were talking briefly about it. And you said friend fucking for you is just like what? Like,
you know, it's something I've done. I've done a lot of it.
See, but come on. You can't just say like...
But it's something that now at this point in my life that mm-hmm. I try not to do because it's complicated enough relationships,
okay,
to where I have to distinguish between whether or not this is something that I think both of us can separate. Because I've lost friends by smacking bellies with my homegirl, and then she's like, let's go ahead and make this official. And I'm like, I really don't want to do that.
Oh, Lord.
And then
okay.
Now you've got this situation where one of us feels strongly or more strongly than the other.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're not even friends anymore.
Okay, so this makes me, and I'm glad that you kind of brought this up because it does come down to that, the feelings afterwards. And I tell people, have that conversation before.
Mm.
Always have that conversation before, even leading up to it. And it's like, for me, I'm on team friend fucking. I got a lot of pretty ass girlfriends and I'm like, just give me one night. Then I don't have a lot of guy friends. Like, I really don't have a lot of guy friends. Like, I have one guy friend here on my right side, or two guy friends on my right side. Then I got like a guy that I'm fucking on the left side. Might have a neighbor who's like a friend, and I'm fucking him, and he might be coming over. Like, this is kind of weird, y'all. Like, this is my life. But at the same time, I'm like, you make the sex complicated. You can only make the sex complicated. Sex doesn't always have to be complication. You bring the complications into it.
Yeah, and I think at different points in my life, I've made it more complicated.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she's made it more complicated. I think, you know, it's not always the same narrative. It's not the same book. You know what I'm saying?
Who usually, out of the friends that you've fucked,
yeah,
who usually is the one that initiates and say, let's cross it over?
It's been different. Like, okay, this one time, right, when I first moved to LA,
mm-hmm,
I was still sleeping on an air mattress because my bed ain't get here yet. And I had a homegirl who was a friend of mine from Brooklyn or from New York who also moved out here.
Mm-hmm.
And one night she came over, we smoked a whole bunch of weed, and it was late, and she just crashed at my house. And right before we went to bed, I was like, you want to fuck? And then she was like, no, oh my God, we friends. And I was like, okay, cool. And the next morning we woke up, and she was like, you know, I think I changed my mind. And so in that sense, we both kind of initiated.
Right.
It. Now, 6 months later, we ended up getting to that point where she was like, yo, I really want a relationship. And I was like,
you guys were like fucking on a regular, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just like, oh, I'm drunk at the club. It's kind of like,
right,
what are you doing?
Right.
Okay.
And so, and then it got to a point where she wanted something more. She was looking for something more, I think, in her life, mm-hmm, in general. And I wasn't looking for that. You know, that's not where I was at that point. And then so I ended up kind of losing a friend. It ended up being a sporadic friend. Like every 6-7 months,
okay,
you know, we would be able to hang out or something. But there was always this point where there needed to be separation so we can dial our emotions back in check.
I mean, God damn, I can't reveal too much. But I am friends with a certain person, very, very close to this person. And we've had sex like, we'll look at each other and be like, okay, is it going to go down? All right, cool.
Yeah.
Let's do this. Wake up the next morning, we might sleep together again.
Yeah.
We'll high five each other, hug each other. We're the friends the next day.
Yeah.
Like, she might go off and go hit it with somebody else for all I care. And then I have another guy friend, same thing. It's like,
well, look, like, I think the worst is when you have like really great friends.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. This is, our friendship is more like, for me, the sex is a benefit.
Okay.
to our friendship. Our friendship is extremely close.
Are they in another relationship?
No.
Have they gotten in other relationships?
Oh, hell yes.
And when they were in other relationships, did you cause problems in their relationship?
Never caused problems in the relationship, though I must say we met on terms. It's weird. We got close later on.
Okay.
But we met through other friends, and it was kind of like a sexual attraction. At least to me, it was more of a sexual attraction. I didn't think that I was going to be close friends with this person.
Okay.
And then, you know, they went through their relationships and all that, and then all of a sudden, like, we would still, even on the side,
see,
do all that too.
That's something I'm not down with. I'm not down with, like, I think this is something that's actually relatively new. Like, this is something that I've experienced within the past few years. But when I find out someone I'm interested in has a relationship or is in a relationship, I'm not turned on anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it's not necessarily saying that I'm looking for a relationship.
Right.
I just don't want to interfere with someone who's already, you know what I'm saying, emotionally in another situation the other person.
Okay.
You know, like, I've been cheated on. It is the worst thing. Like, you want to see Jail Ready Jay Hunt get into my mind after I've been cheated on, because I start plotting on how to win, you know, and it's not positive for anybody. And that to me is something different. Like, if someone else has like a agreement to not, I'm not talking about open relationships where it's okay for, I'm talking about
monogamous.
When they've told somebody that, hey, it's them and them. And then on the side, I don't want to be that guy.
Right. And see, I wouldn't want to wish that on anybody, to be honest.
Like, have you been cheated on?
Have I been cheated on? I've only been in one relationship.
Did you get cheated on?
I say I think I was cheated on, and they denied it straight up. They try to be like, oh, it's your job that's affecting this relationship, blah, 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 blah. And yeah, it was just like, she, I think, did cheat on me.
Did you cheat on her?
Hell no. Could I? Yes, easily. Easily could have. And I did drop a lot of things for this person, but including friends that I did say, yeah, we've hooked up before, but it's not like that.
Yeah.
You know, I gave her the honesty, and she told me respectfully, I don't want you hanging out with them. So for the respect of that relationship, I didn't hang out with them. But at the same time, she still ended up cheating on me with a friend of hers.
After you guys broke up, did you end up hanging out with that person you weren't supposed to hang out with anymore?
I still hang out to this person.
There you go.
Still do.
So she wasn't necessarily wrong about her insecurities that she had around your attraction. She didn't want to. It made her uncomfortable.
Yeah, she knew. I don't know if it made it even uncomfortable. I think it was just more of the fact, like, she knew. I mean, I don't talk to her anymore. She's like dead to me at this point.
Okay.
But I think in her sense, it was more of like, oh, she just fucks every friend. But that's not my thing. I don't fuck every friend. I might find some friends of mine attractive, but to actually cross that line, it takes a lot out of me.
What percentage of your friends would you say that you smack bellies with?
Smack bellies with?
Smacking bellies.
I'm trying to think. Let's see. God damn, that's a good question. Well, it depends. Are you talking about like full-blown sex, or even just eating the pussy? Or sucking the dick? Or hand job.
All of the above.
All the above. So just basically crossing that line.
Yes.
I've had sex with maybe about 50% of my guy friends, because I, like I said, I do not have a lot of them. And out of my female friends, it's been like a low 30.
Yeah,
30%
okay.
of my girlfriends. Like,
I had a finance professor who told me 5% of anything is a whole lot. So,
man,
and 50% sounds like a lot.
That is not a lot. To me, that's more like,
if you lose 5% of your income right now.
Oh, that's a lot.
That's a lot. So 30% to 50% sounds like a lot.
But it's like, at the same time, I don't have a lot of friends to begin with. So it's kind of, it's like roughly. And I'm thinking, like, over the years,
I'm not sure that helps your point. I don't think volume is necessarily the case, right?
Volume isn't the case?
No, it's intimacy is what you're talking about. Or a willingness to be a certain type of intimate.
Yeah, I mean,
and I don't think this is wrong.
No. And I get totally what you're saying. Because again, I feel like people's level of intimacy, just like levels of sex, sexual intimacy, like I have, when I'm with a person, for instance, I might not have the same sex that I have with that person. Like, you met my dom. I have a specific type of sex with my dom.
He has a luxurious suit on. The most well-dressed person I've seen all week.
He dresses like this all the time.
Yeah.
This is what cracks me up.
He'd like, be an incredible extra in a Dr. Dre video.
How to educate him on...
To the next episode.
Man. He's going to listen. I guarantee
California
you.
California love.
He'll be learning all of the shit from Chronic, both 2001 and the original.
Bitches ain't shit, but holy shit.
But you didn't know that one. See, he says yes. But honestly, again, you know, the intimacy levels, it all depends upon my friendships. My college girlfriends and I, like, one of us, like, we've made out with each other and it's fine, but then it's very rare that I would fuck my girls. Just like it was very rare for even the guys. It was a lot, but though it was a lot harder for the guys.
Yeah. You know, I found myself in college in a lot of like common law relationships, you know, like where you just, you know what I'm saying, bang somebody for a couple of weeks and now it's like you're just in this relationship.
Right. Like, exactly.
Like if you wake up enough days and if you go enough days in a row and you don't see this person not in their pajamas.
Oh, yeah.
Not in their pajamas. The first time you see them, they got their going to bed clothes on.
Right.
Apparently you're dating.
Yeah, that factor I agree with. Because I don't let people just spend the night here either.
See, I don't agree with that.
What?
I need to not see you in your pajamas.
That's what I'm saying. I don't need to have you over all the time.
If I only see a woman in her pajamas, mm-hmm. that to me doesn't mean that I'm dating her. That means I see her when she's ready to go to bed. And me too.
Okay.
We ready to go to sleep.
But you don't have any day-to-day interaction.
If I don't have a desire, or if weeks and months go by and we haven't gone to dinner, and we haven't gone to see a movie, or we haven't gone to yoga or gone for a walk.
It's not a date, y'all.
I can't call this a relationship in the same way.
I like it though. I like that you're saying that because I feel like it's a gray area that people don't understand still. People think that if you have sex one time, you're dating. I think that's the biggest problem right now. Right. Even just like if you're establishing a sex-only relationship, or not even a relationship, but a fuckship, I like to call it.
That's a good
people
title.
People think that.
That's a great t-shirt.
Thank you. Yeah. Like it needs
I'd wear that t-shirt.
Yeah.
Spring break, you sell out.
Hell yes. And speaking of spring breakers, there's too much craziness going on in Florida right now. But real shit, like I think that people need to understand, like you said, if I'm only seeing this person at night, that is not a friendship. That is not a relationship.
It's not.
That is a fuckship. Now, if we are friends and I'm hanging out with you like sun up, sun down, we might go to the gym.
Right.
You might go do your thing. Then I see you at night. Oh, then you gotta question the gray area. Yeah.
If you talk about the Dodgers and you're sharing stats, maybe go to a game.
Yes.
Get something to eat after you leave. And then you go home and you put on your pajamas and you take your pajamas off and then
you do the nasty. You smack
that's belly. A relationship.
I really like this smacking belly. It's like this has been the word of
that's,
the night.
That's a relationship because you did things, you got things in common, you care about each other's interests. Relationship.
Exactly.
You don't do those other things.
No, and it, like you cross.
Not the a relationship.
Line. Like you cross the line for sure. And for everybody, you are watching Sapphire's Airplay with Justin Hunt from Hip Hop DX at The Company Man on Twitter and Instagram.
Having a great time.
I'm glad. I'm glad. Now you guys are probably wondering, where the hell is Yasmin? Yasmin's gonna be on in the second half. She actually just texted me just now. She's on her way up. So we're gonna be taking a short, brief break. And coming up, we got more Justin Hunt, Yasmin De Leon, more friend fucking. You guys do not want to miss the second half of this show talking about friend fucking and more. I'm Ms. Radio Sapphire on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, and everything else. We'll be right fucking back.
want to let you know about themisfitsnetwork.com. That's themisfitsnetwork.com. You can subscribe to all of our channels under one hub. If you just go to themisfitsnetwork.com, check it out. Sapphire's Airplay is on there. We got Hormones Podcast, Awkward Moments, and one of my personal favorites, Poop Culture. So check out themisfitsnetwork.com. Make sure to also subscribe to them through iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and Clamor. All right, back to Sapphire's Airplay. Everybody, welcome back. Welcome back, all my sexy motherfuckers out there. We got Yasmin De Leon, my co-host, aka my sis, back with us.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. And I got the fabulous, awesome Justin Unhope here from Hip Hop DX.
Yo, yo. It's good to be back. Round two. Man. Had fun last time.
So we've been talking about friend fucking, actually. Oh, what happened?
No, I just noticed that we're all, like, purple today. You have a purple bra. He has purple pants. I have purple nails. Like,
you got purple underwear, too?
Everything is purple. That's one of the best Nas songs. Purple.
Got grapes.
Well, yeah, we do got grapes. But you know what? What's also purple in it? One of our favorite artists.
Prince.
We love our Prince. Yes, R.I.P. But anyways, we're not going to get sad with this. We're about to get a little sexy. So I did say that Mr. Suit and Tie was here tonight.
She always got all her dick to me, so not me.
Yes. I mean, not all the time. Oh, wait, actually, no. The last show was the White Boy Show.
But then we had Weed Wednesday.
Oh, that's true. That's
in
true.
In the middle.
That's true. That's true. And that was an awesome night because Yas got some extra footage that we don't need to go into right now.
Oh, but it was BTS, you would say.
It was very BTS.
I wouldn't say it.
He was camera shy. Like, if he wasn't so camera shy, that premium Snapchat would have been a little bit more.
Her shit would have been more lit.
Oh. Maybe I don't want to see it.
No, but this was like 2-3 weeks ago.
Yeah. No, it was good times. But I'm good.
If you have an idea how she moans when you guys shock her on the radio station, from
they
what
heard.
The audience said to me, they're like, oh, we know those moans.
There was no faking that.
You hear that on the All Out show. I was like, ooh.
It's a good show.
People like your moans.
Well, thank you.
They like it.
I just discovered you a world star today. On the old video show.
Yes, yes, yes.
From the video, that show.
From the Vivid Radio days, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it was, you know, there were some late downs. There were some, like, lit moments in the process. But anyways, speaking of lit, we have been taking a little bit of shots, so it's all good.
It got
a little
heavy. It's her birthday, you
guys. It is my birthday. But we were talking about friend fucking. So yes. Justin says that, you know, he's against it.
It gets complicated. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Especially when feelings get involved, because it's your friend.
Yeah.
You don't want to lose a friend over something that might just be like, you know, a sprint.
Yeah.
You know?
And I also feel like maybe you guys had a tight friendship and then adding sex, it might have changed the way your friendship is. Like, make it really awkward. And like, both of you guys feel awkward because you're like, damn, we kind of fucked the friendship up.
See, to me, it's kind of, again, I cannot fuck up a friend. I guess it's just the type of person that I am. Like, I'm just, like, I really would afterwards be like, yo, we good? If you're good, I'm good. And that's it, kind of thing.
I had a really good friend, and then our relationship went in that direction, and then but a relationship didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
And then she got married, and then he said that we couldn't be friends anymore.
Because y'all fucked.
Okay, see, and here's my
that's
thing,
like
guys.
That's like future problems. You don't even think about them.
And it's like, that's my best friend. Like, it just happened one time, but people would look at that one time to happen again.
But see, that's what I get mad about, too, because why is it that if you're so in love with a person, this is how, like, my mentality is. If you love a person so much, it doesn't matter what type of flaws they've done. They could have slept with their friend, for instance. But at the same time, it's like, as I said with Haley Quinn on one of the specials that we just had recently, at the end of the day, I might have fucked everybody in the world, but it still led me to you. I'm married to you.
Yeah, but that situation's a little bit different when it's like, you know, really close friends who had that experience, and now there's a new person. It was already an intimate relationship that's an old relationship.
Yeah.
That's based off of y'all just having a multiple types of chemistry on different levels.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a hard thing for the new cat who's just signed up for it to deal with.
Do you think she should have even said anything to him about that?
Yeah. because she was open to being in a new relationship. And sometimes that's what it costs.
Okay.
You know, like, they got married. They have a beautiful family.
But if it didn't mean nothing to her, like, it just happened, I don't think she should have said something. But if she did have feelings, probably she wanted to let that out and admit something to her. I don't know.
I mean, you know, motivations are, you know, there's a lot of different motivations when it comes to things you do in relationships. But in a situation like that, I think it takes a lot of strength, or at least the understanding that you really want a different type of commitment with someone else to even say that. Like, they have a very pure relationship.
I can't wait to fall in love like that. Like, I can just
put
everything
saying.
On the table.
Like, that's what I mean.
But that's it. See, my thing is, I do want an open relationship. Open to the point where it's like, I'm going to be honest with you if you're honest with me. I already know that I have to face my demons of, you know, telling my partner how many people I've slept with, and with them, whether or not being comfortable or not comfortable with the situation. Or the fact that, you know, like we've been talking about, having relationships, even if it's just purely sexual, with a friend, crossing that line. I would hope that in the long haul, they wouldn't hold it against me, kind of thing. Because again, it brings me back to the fact that I think we are humans. Humans have needs. Humans are have been proven. Like, it's been
That's
scientifically
the evil
proven.
Part of sex, our sexual hunger is like, it happens with the wrong people too.
But see, what makes it so wrong? That's what I'm saying. In society, what makes it so wrong? Because they say, oh, you're not supposed to have sex with your friends. I think the only thing that purely fucks it up when it comes to a friendship is the friend that develops the feelings. If you have a mutual agreement saying, look, if at any time you are hesitant because you start feeling the feelings, tell me. You would hope to God, if you have that so-called good friendship, you would tell him right off the bat. Like, I've done it.
Of course, I know.
You know exactly my situation. Yeah. Like, I told the person right off the bat, I told this person because in my head at the time last year, I thought that I was falling in love with this friend. And this friend honestly was like, and still is, like the glue to like pretty much my life. But at the same time, I was like, oh, maybe it is that I'm falling in love. No! And I, you know, I took time, like she needed time, I needed time kind of thing. And I just told her, like, I make a joke out of it. I'm not in love with you, I just like fucking the pussy.
You love her pussy?
I love her pussy.
I think.
I love having the good sex. Like for me, this person, this friend of mine is such a big flirt and a tease to begin with. It's kind of like, it's hot and cold. And it's like, stop fronting. If I can fart in front of you, surely I can just spread them legs open, eat the pussy, and we be good at the end of the day.
We know that's always, in the best situations, we know that's going to happen. Nobody likes to talk about it, though. It shouldn't be like a
but
point of attraction.
But guys always think that that's how it goes down with every friendship.
Every friendship.
Not all the time.
If your girl is bisexual, like, okay.
Is there a difference between things that you're willing to offer and things that you're willing to admit? Because a lot of the things that you're talking about, it's when you're asked the question where you're put in the situation of how you behave. Like, there's things that you offer, but then there's things if your partner wants to know, you have a decision on telling them.
I honestly am the most open person. I'm probably a person that's a little bit too open. And the person, Mr. Suit and Tie, could probably justify it because I remember even getting into probably the first night that we fucked, I have openly told you that I fuck friends.
But are we talking about open or forward?
What do you mean?
Just completely, just...
Well, like, open is like, if someone asks me a question, I'll tell them the truth.
Yes.
But forward is like, I'm just going to tell you this.
Oh, no.
As long as you asked or not.
No, if they ask me a question, I'm not going to lie to them. Just like I would want somebody to do that to me, too. No matter how bad it is. That's why when I tell people, if they are not honest with me, I'm blunt. I'm going to tell you. Like, you asked me earlier, what is this couch test? I will ask him, do you have an STD? Flat out. Do you have a girlfriend? Do you have kids?
Right.
I'll get to know you
fuck with your mind, and then I'll decide if you deserve my pussy upstairs.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, I guess
casting couch it at is the lair,
and at the right. that is the casting couch. Right. But at the same time, right. again, is that me being too forward, or is that me being
That's you being an interrogator.
Not even an interrogator.
That's what that sounds like. It sounds like interrogation.
You just said right
okay,
now.
Great. Okay, great. Welcome to my lair. Like now fill out this checklist.
You know. Yeah,
you. We have this checklist here.
Oh shit.
Can you write this down?
We need to make
No. But see, honestly. Okay, I never asked for a credit report.
The whole fact.
As long as you got a job, I don't care. As long as it's not like heavy drug dealing, okay? You're not a Lyft driver, that's a sissy.
Okay, you're over here
drive-by shoot
at your house. You're like, what the fuck is in my cereal? Who the fuck left some damn coke in my cereal?
Right. As long as you're not doing like drive-by shootings and drugs, if a motherfucker got a job, I'm gonna give you some ass. Cause I don't, that means you don't need my ass to provide for you. Okay, so just like going back to what we were talking about, I want a motherfucker to be honest with me. I want them to, just like my friends, because I'm still giving you a part of myself. Now, the way I value sex compared to the normal average American woman or person out there, yeah, maybe I give the pussy up too freely. But at the same time, I like to know, and I get to know, and I will know if you have a child. People have like, lied and tried to prove up and down that they are not involved with children. They don't have any girls
on
the side.
Life is just sex.
That's what I'm saying, though. That's what I'm saying. So at the same time, the friend fucking, why can't you be honest? If your friend is attractive, if you are attracted to your friend, tell your friend, look, you're good looking. I'm good looking. We both sense it. You and I, we like, we may hug,
I
and you know, I'll be
a friend like
bonus.
That. Like,
bang.
Like, that's what I'm saying, though. Like, people, be fucking honest. And for the people out there, like, oh, Sapphire, you're full of shit. No, I'm serious, you guys. If you have felt it in your loins, you mean to tell me that you've never had a friend that you're like, you never crossed the lines with, but there are moments. You do that hug. You're sitting on the couch. You're smoking, you're drinking. You might look at them across, and it doesn't matter if you're male or female, but you looked at them a certain way, and you said, you know what? I wonder what they look like naked. I'm across that line. Them looks, them lips are looking so good tonight. I just want to taste it.
Well, I've got to admit, one of my
great
friends,
Snapchat feed. I love to watch that Snapchat feed.
Look at her. I've had sex with him on a random drunk night. Okay, I'll just talk about the story.
Yes, you better bring up the story. And
the
you
tea,
too,
I was spilling my tea. So a friend of mine was like, don't go over there because somebody's going to try to fuck you. Because, I mean, that's just how it was back then. Like, mm-hmm. they get drunk and some new meat, you know. But me being hard-haired, I'm like, nah, I'm cool with such and such and such and such. They're cool, you know. So my ass ends up blacking out, and I wake up to somebody eating my pussy. It is one of the homies. But me and him had fallen out prior, so this
pause.
Is when we got, what?
Was that pussy eating good at least?
Yeah, it was fun, and I woke up, you know?
Because you like, know you can't be telling me you got your pussy ate, friend or no friend.
So we had just made up that night.
Okay.
So I wake up to him eating my pussy. At first, I just laid there. Because it was feeling hella good. And I'm thinking I'm just dreaming because I'm hella drunk. Then I look, I'm like, oh, hell not. Like, nigga, get up. Like, what are you doing? Right? Like, what are you doing? And so the other guy is just standing there. He's on the floor crouched down. And I'm like, what are you doing down there?
A friend of yours is just in.
Another homie. He just sitting there crouched. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? So
hold on. There's so much wrong with this. Friend, guys, y'all say that you're not gay for each other, but yet y'all love watching or sitting in the corner, not even beating your dick off.
Down there.
Right!
Damn, you're watching.
God. Wait, how's it pronounced?
I remember enough of this shit to say that the guy crouched on the floor, I chose to fuck him because I'm like, I'd rather fuck him than fuck this guy that's eating my pussy because I'm not attracted to him like that.
Right.
And I know this motherfucker fine. And then, ooh, he got a big dick.
Oh,
he put
my
his
God.
Dick in my face. I'm like, yeah, he's working with something too.
So this is why
he's
we
probably
are
watching this and shit. If he remembers that night and he's listening, then I think I'm a good
She was
actress.
Talking about you.
You better get that dick.
That's funny. It's back home.
Can I just say, okay, since we are talking about friend fucking though, I'm gonna be real 100 right now. I have to probably unfollow your dirty ass snaps.
Why? Because I do too much.
Girl, you be doing too much.
I be horny as fuck.
So no, it's not. No, it's a good thing though. Y'all, no. Like, it's nothing nasty. It's like, okay. So I've had this open conversation with Suit and Tie. I hope you remember this because I better not look like an ass on radio right now. But like, so if Justin wasn't here, he was going to actually eat my pussy out on air. Word. And like, hope to God that you would join in this. And I'm thinking in the back of my mind, I was like,
well, why did you tell me? What if you just happened to do it another time?
No, this is my friend. No.
I mean,
are you trying to say this shit?
I don't want to interrupt.
No, food, what the hell?
Oh, shit.
All these guys are like, fuck this shit. You want us to leave?
Hey, why does this look like a porn set, though? We got the mics.
We got the audio.
We got everything going.
But again, guys, y'all don't understand. Oh, wait, Chanel just said.
I don't want to hold y'all back.
Oh, my God.
Chanel, just come over. Just come over, boo. Just drive your... You know, just come over. Just come over.
Okay.
But like, again, you guys, but again, I was like, nah, like, this is like, literally, this is like my sister. Like, not even like, she's my friend, but that's like big sister. And I'm like, I don't know if I could cross that friend line. I don't know.
You had a strategy.
He had the strategy. But I'm just saying, again, there's just certain, like, honestly, there's just certain lines in my friendships I cannot cross. I might make out with y'all. Like, I'm looking at her sounds. I'm like, God damn, her pussy look nice today. Go ahead, sis. You suck that dick. And I'm going to maybe go use my Hitachi. But she don't need to know that. But now she knows because, of course, I'm talking about it.
But that means I'm doing something right.
You are damn sure doing something right.
Sometimes it's like, do my fans want to see me get fucked? Or do they just like looking at my pussy?
See, bringing in good friendship element. You got to critique your friends for the sexiness. So I would say, girl, do it all.
That's something I hadn't considered. Like, you know. You know, your friends are just giving you tips.
Yes.
I haven't thought about that.
So I'm talking about, okay. So girlfriend were to send you like a blowjob video.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Of herself or somebody giving a blowjob?
Of her, you know, she's giving like her man or like the guy of the night.
Okay.
You know, like how I was telling Yaz, like, yeah, girl, like, suck that dick. Like, yes.
She was like, who that?
I was all into it. Like, would you like cross that line in your friendship? That's what I mean. Like, would you reciprocate?
Oh, like, watch her give somebody else head.
Right.
And then give her tips on what she should be doing.
On what she was, yeah. Would you cross the friendship line for that?
I don't know how standard that is. Like, I kind of think everybody knows what they kind of like. Mm-hmm. So I can't just tell her how she should do it for somebody else.
Or she could
else.
Be like, can you show she me how you lick balls?
She might not like that. That's not really a conversation I really want to get into.
Right.
Like, that's the thing I think is, now, if she wanted to practice, mm-hmm. you know, on other things, like bananas or something, I don't know if that would work either.
Okay.
Because I think it's kind of a personal thing.
So, no, like, I feel it. Cause
I can't see how that conversation would go.
Because like, I always like, do ask and wonder and curious. Because, you know, there's always, like, in a guy-girl friendship. Right. People try to say, like, guys and girls cannot be friends. And I do think that it could be a lot harder for you guys. But I'm gonna give you guys a break. Because I generally do see, like, female-male relationships, friendships that are not sexual, that may have only crossed the line once because out of curiosity.
I think it's only a problem when the expectation change.
Okay.
For any, you know, either party, mm-hmm. you know, once people start having different expectations about what they want from that arrangement, both parties got to agree, you know, and when they don't, that's when you have friction.
Got it.
But when both parties agree, you know.
It's like on and popping.
Yeah, that's a dope friend. That's still a dope friend, you know.
What if you have a fuck friend, whatever, your friend that you're fucking, but they do too much PDA?
See, that's the thing, man. That's what we're talking about. We talked about this earlier.
Okay.
If you only see the person in their pajamas or they go into bed clothes, it's not quite a relationship. Mm-hmm. So when you start going out and you start doing this PDA thing, sometimes it can blur that line. And that's mm-hmm. when, and those are the signs you got to watch out for. Because that's when it's right about to go on the other side of that ski slope. Like, if one person's already doing PDA and the other person ain't with it, you're already not on the same page.
Right, right.
Because PDA is uncomfortable if you don't mean it.
Oh, major. See,
it that's is predatorial. Stop touching me.
Okay, so I'm glad that you brought up that.
I just fucked him once and he just doing way too much now. Like,
yeah. But again, that just.
Why is she trying to hold my hand?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's hot outside.
You're trying to flinch. Like,
but it's not even that. Like, you did bring up a good point. It's like, if you're only on that buddy-buddy level, there should not be any PDA whatsoever. I mean, maybe if you're comfortable around.
Only if you're comfortable. That's the thing.
Only if you're comfortable.
If you're cool
but
with
saying,
it,
like,
y'all might be in a relationship.
But that's what I'm saying. If you are crossing that line, if you have not established that at all, but you have that one friend that's like egging on, you have every right to stop the girl right there and then. That doesn't consider you an asshole, a bitch, or whatever. I think at all costs, if you are trying to keep it like, you know, friends on the low, like you said, I only see you when you're like in your bed clothes, when we on and popping, slapping bellies was the term of the night. But like
slapping bellies.
That was Justin's term. Okay.
Sometimes you end up in a common law relationship because you slap bellies too long. Too many nights in a row, don't matter what you're wearing.
That's a like to me, that is the 3-night rule. That's a relationship. If they're constantly
at the house.
Or someone has to speak up.
Something.
Someone got
to
say something.
Uh-oh, we get a no in the back. We got a no with the cooking meals.
Cooking meals and staying the night. Put together.
I mean,
three days in a row type of shit.
Oh, 3 days in a row, yes. Three days in a row, yes.
That's playing house.
Yeah, if you're playing house, like not like, you know, overnighter, but 3 days, 4 days, a week. Yeah, that's not a friendship anymore, y'all. So, Justin, are you like a guy that likes to pin up a girl to the wall kind of thing? Like when you kissing with her?
It's not something I've done.
You mean to tell me you never made out with a chick, slammed her against the wall, put her hands up?
No, I was looking at these handcuffs on the wall.
Yeah.
I ain't done the handcuffs.
Okay, so let me tell you. The handcuffs, it's basic. So Yaz is just going to put her hands through. I already tested it out. I mean, you're small, Yaz, so you probably could hang from it, but I don't suggest anybody hanging. But think about it, Justin, like, you see how indiscreet it is? Like, people be like, oh, what is that? Right. Got a girl over?
And she's in handcuffs.
Yeah. Yeah, wait, let me show you guys. Wait, I'll show you guys right now.
Tachi right here, he's like,
that's what I'm saying, girl. And see, the good thing about these door cuffs, I have to say, so I would say from the outside, it probably looks like some fitness equipment. So Justin, Ultimate Bachelor.
Can you do pull-ups on those? Go put it back in and just help me.
Yeah, you know you on that fitness tip. Let's see.
Do a couple chin-ups real quick. Let's see how strong these are.
Dirty, but not like this.
Do a couple chin-ups real quick.
If it was the,
just, you know, put, you know, I'll hold the phone. I'll hold the phone. Is this how you're doing it? Can you see it? Is this how the phone? Oh, it's like that.
No,
that's this way. Oh! She did pull-ups. She did pull-ups. She did. It's all happening. It's all happening.
So, okay. I'll make sure to put this on the snap, you guys. But seriously, I think they pretty are sturdy. I wouldn't say not for the thick chicks. Not for the thick chicks. But I would say the spreadsheets if you want to hang them. So.
Yeah, no. That was fitness.
Justin, you need to get some of these. Get it.
Oh my God.
I'm telling you.
Look, I know where the best in the business are. I know, should that come, I know where to go.
Yes, you do.
Oh my God.
So again, Ms. Undercover is where you to go, but I'm telling you, do I get the man approval on this one? Like, sex toys? Yes.
Well, since this is a one of one, so I think it looks like a home run to me.
So everybody, I want to say a special, special thank you to my boy, Justin Hunt from Hip Hop DX. Thanks for hanging with us. Like,
thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me over for your birthday.
Yes.
I'm glad that I came through, man. Just learned some new things today.
I'm glad you learned some new things.
Absolutely.
Now, where can people, you know, check out the breakdown?
Hit up the Breakdown is my show comes on YouTube on Hip Hop DX's channel every Saturday at 7:30 a.m. A new episode rises. We talk about life through the lens of hip hop.
I'm looking forward to that one for sure, man.
What's up? Appreciate you.
Of course. And of course, to my lovely co-host, Yaz, where can we find you at, girl?
On Instagram, Fit and Dirty. You can also find me on Twitter. It's Kink City. And of course, every Wednesday with Miss Radio Sapphire.
That's right. And that's me, Miss Radio Sapphire. Remember, you can follow me, the one and only Sapphire, at Miss Radio Sapphire on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. On Xbox Live, I will be on this weekend. I'm trying to get my Call of Duty in, because...
I've been asleep.
Man, I'm going through withdrawals. Like, I keep going back to my Xbox. I'm like, I needs to play. Needs to play. So remember, MSRADIOSAPPHIRE. If you don't see this crazy chick's face anywhere, then that ain't me. So, make sure you follow. And remember, safe sex is the best hot sex. Until next week, you guys, good night.
Thanks for listening. If you sexy motherfuckers can't get enough, be sure to subscribe to Sapphire's Airplay on iTunes and Podomatic.